the Michael Mara Show.
My philosophy is basically this, and this is something that I live by, and I always have, and I always will. Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone, for any reason, ever, no matter what, no matter where, or who you are with, or where you are going, or where you've been. Ever.
I agree.
For any reason whatsoever.
That's the best. Wow.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's hit those touchstones right now and go to caller number 100. Hello, Clarissa.
Hello, how are you, Mike?
Clarissa, we're doing great. Clarissa, thanks for saying hi to everybody. You are caller 100. Let's bring Beth Ann McBride in here on the line. A pair of lift passes for Ski Liberty, Round Trap, or Whitetail, along with a $50 gift card to Ski Chalet. And we also have a DVD copy of Paranormal State, the complete second season. Paranormal State. You watched that one, right, Buzz?
I do. I live there.
That's my favorite.
Or a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. As far as value is concerned, that might be the lowest value on the wheel. Are you ready to spin, Beth Ann?
I'm ready.
Let's do well for Clarissa. Clarissa,
ready?
If you had to choose between the DVD, the lift passes, and the t-shirt, which would it be?
It would have to be the lift pass.
Okay, let's see what happens. Okay. Ready, Beth Ann? And one, two, three, go! Well, look at it go around.
There goes the lift passes. Wow.
There goes the DVD.
It's turning.
There's the t-shirt. Wait, lift passes coming up. Coming up again.
No.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir. You get the lift passes.
Wow.
Clarissa,
all right.
You got so lucky. A pair of lift passes for Ski Liberty, Round Trap, or Whitetail, along with a $50 gift card. Blah. My mouth is like run out of gas at the end of this week. To Ski Chalet. For your nearest location, visit SkiChalet.com. Thank you, Clarissa, and thanks for listening to the program.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you
love
very
you.
Much. There she
and
goes.
And Beth Ann, nice spinning.
There, very nice spinning.
She's
I really
Clarissa.
Enjoyed her. Let's get our final look at news. The final buzz is brought to you by Expedia. Save on great vacations during the Expedia winter sale going on now. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank, and I'm just hoping I get through my poem at the end of the show.
Practice.
I sure would like that meatball.
Thank you. I sure want that big meatball. Where that big meatball at, Rob Spiewak? Right in your big hazelnut brain.
A hero pilot gets his props. Sully.
Oh, boy.
Airline Captain Chesley Sullenberger has been laying low to avoid the media, has agreed to be part of a ceremony in his honor this weekend. He and his family, who live in Danville, California, will be on the town green tomorrow at 1 with an Air Force color guard and a marching band.
Very good.
He'll be given a key to the city and a public thanks for saving the 155 lives on U.S. Airways Flight 1549.
Incidentally, we're going to get durians for Monday's show. I have it confirmed.
That's right.
Got a great IM here from a listener who says, you should video eating the durian. I had a Malaysian roommate 10 years ago who liked them.
This is good.
I came home with friends one night and commented how the house smelled like a cat had urinated all over it. We didn't have pets. It turned out the Malaysian girl was in the kitchen enjoying a durian while we were out of the house so she wouldn't disturb us with the smell.
Isn't that lovely?
And another listener writes, be forewarned about durian. Anthony Bourdain had it on his Malaysia show, and he said it's banned from most of the hotels there that are geared toward Westerners.
Really?
They did. Apparently, it puts people, the aroma puts people off so much.
But nothing dangerous about eating a durian.
No, nothing at all.
It's the same reason we don't listeners meet BDK.
Do you want to talk to somebody who actually enjoys eating durians?
Oh, please.
All right, let's go to, hello, caller, you like the fruit, huh?
I like apples, and I like bananas, and I like oranges.
You bastard.
Who said that?
It's Rob that said that, Tom.
Bastard.
Hey, Tom, what about pineapple?
Yeah, pineapple too, Bob.
Where do pineapples come from, Tommy?
Pineapple.
Where do they come from, Tom?
Fruit.
Okay, can you spell pineapple?
P-I-N-I-N-A.
Wow. Panina.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Did you have a good time at our party the other night, Tom?
Yes, I did.
Yes, we had a good time seeing you out there. It was very nice to see you.
I didn't see Beth Ann out there.
Yeah, that's because she came and left after about 8 minutes.
Why?
I don't know. She just doesn't like to party. Maybe if she hung out with you a little more, she'd enjoy partying, Tom.
Yeah.
You know what's fun, Tom?
Yeah.
When you sit on the stage.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Mike really likes that when you sit on the stage, doesn't he, Tom?
Told me to get the heck off the stage.
Hey, Tom, have a good weekend, okay? What?
And you know what?
What?
Guess what's going to happen now?
What's going to happen now?
The Mike O'Meara Show is now over.
No, not yet, Tom. It's not over. We got to run. Hang up,
you
Tom.
You are, but bye. We're still here.
Bye-bye.
There Merry Christmas, Tom.
There goes Tom Gavin. I love Tom.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Nashville yesterday voted not to make English its official language for conducting government business. Mayor Carl Dean says this proves that Nashville has earned its ranking as America's friendliest city.
This was a remarkable achievement. As I say, there was a test, and we passed it.
And the animal rights folks at PETA have not forgotten about Michael Vick.
Good.
And they intend to try like hell to keep him from returning to the NFL. Vick will have a hard enough time getting reinstated. The commissioner has a lot of questions and conditions in mind. Now, PETA is asking Roger Goodell to give Vick a brain scan to see if he's capable of remorse for the dogfighting that put him in jail. PETA cites a report that shows Vick enjoyed putting family pets into the ring with the fighting pit bulls. PETA says if that's true, then Vick fits the established profile for antisocial personality disorder.
He might try to sneak back in the NFL, Mike, under a different name. He could be a quarterback called Vic Michaels.
Vic Michaels would be perfect.
Nobody
or
would
the
notice.
Other one. What was the one we have? What was the old jersey?
Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico.
That's right. That
sure
name's
is.
Available
Sorry.
Again.
I'm going to make it to the finish line, guys.
Come on.
Ron
you can
Mexico.
Do it.
Yes,
Ron.
You can.
Think
I
of
just,
hazelnuts.
Just hope I make it through my pole.
Think of hazelnuts and meatballs.
Yeah, that big old hazelnut meatball.
PETA says it believes Vic's animal cruelty could strike again, and it says Goodell has an obligation to kids and the rest of the fans
you
to be sure
a,
of that.
Want to take a call about the chimney sweep commercial?
Oh, Christ, yes.
Let's go to let's go to Ray in Virginia Beach. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Mike, man, this is Ray Gessner, first-time caller.
Hello, Ray. Thank you for the full name. Appreciate it. What can we do for you?
President CEO of a Step in Time Chimney Sweeps.
Oh, okay. That's terrific.
I heard you like my chimney sweep jingle. Is that correct?
Oh, is this you, Ray? Are you the guy that, like, play the commercial again?
Step in time, gonna make your chimney shine. Now's the time, make a plan, dial
1-800-FIREMAN. Are you
1-800-FIREMAN,
Ray?
I am.
Ray, wow. Don't try to sing along with it because of the skip in the cell phone means you're missing all the notes. Let's just enjoy the end of it.
And I think, Ray, if we're adding up, you owe us probably about $11,000.
Have you seen a bump in business the past 3 weeks?
I don't know. I mean, it's going pretty good.
Good.
I mean, I air a lot of TV commercials, whether it's in Richmond, Washington, D.C., or...
Okay.
Cancer roads and things like that.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah. Hey, well, Ray, we love your commercial. Rob discovered it, and he's very, very fond of it, and he plays
he's
it.
Really fond of it. I heard he didn't like it.
No, I think it's
we
great.
Love it.
And I hope your business is boosted enough that you can focus on your other love, public speaking.
We enjoyed
hey,
it.
Hey, look, Rob, I appreciate your time, too, and to advertisers like me who keep you guys on the air. Isn't that correct?
Well, not until we get your check, man.
Yeah.
You got to get my check. That's
yes.
How it works out.
So. We're adding it up right now. We'll send you a bill, okay, Ray?
All right, Mike. Hey, hope that works.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. Chim, chim, cheree.
In these economic times, we have to help each other.
Of course we do.
I'm not sure. Did that go well or not?
No.
No, really?
I don't think so.
That's a shame.
I think it was like cocktail hour, and he was, he was pissed. I have no idea. All I know is we play that that dumbass jingle and we enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to go back to the other jingle I like then, right, because we're not getting anything from him anyway.
Jim Donuts for all your oriental rug cleaning needs. Just one call
to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid.
Stand on it.
Now don't sing along with it. Thank you, Rob. Big finish. Very good. All
that's
right.
My new favorite jingle.
See what happens when you bring those in?
Yeah, don't cross me.
Nothing but good friends. Jesus Christ.
If you, like the Obamas, are looking to adopt a pet, but you don't have the cash...
You rely on the advertisers. Last time I checked, do they run a schedule here?
No, they're not even in the sound of our voice.
All right, very good.
You want to adopt a pet, but don't have the cash? Tomorrow's your day. Saturday... Hundreds of pet adoption agencies around the country will offer their first 10 adoptions free of charge.
Hey, for the back room, good screen! Sorry.
The fees will be paid by a Kansas pet food company, Hill's Pet Nutrition. That's something, because the fees can range from $25 to $300.
Isn't that something?
Each adoption includes a starter kit with food and training tips. Hills is doing this to spotlight itself, of course, but also the animal shelters and rescue groups across the country.
You there could you use them at your private zoo.
Absolutely. And I want to say Charlie and Chan are getting along very, very
That's
well.
That's great. You're pandas.
They may have made it.
The idea.
With each other?
How can you tell?
They leave a trail.
They duggered?
Yes. They duggered.
The idea is not just to push a lot of animals out the door. The normal screening procedures will still be in place, and perhaps then some.
This is when, like, if we were playing golf, Rob would be going birdie-birdie on 17 and 18, and I would be hitting triple bogeys on both holes. And I'm ready to smack him over the head with my golf club.
Right here, now. I'll get both of your attentions right now from New Jersey with our little Adolf Hitler update.
Take it away. Shut up.
We told you recently about the 3-year-old boy taken from his parents after they tried to order a birthday cake with his name on it, Adolf Hitler Carpenter.
Remember that one.
The boy's legal name. State officials snatched him and his two little sisters from the parents because it turns out they have Nazi-themed names as well.
Very good.
There's 1-year-old Joyce Lynn Aryan Nation Campbell.
It's killing him now.
And 8-month-old Hansel and Hindler Jeannie Campbell.
Great.
The kid's mother is now begging for legal help. She says the kids were never abused. The state says, yes, but the kids were in danger being raised in a Nazi-themed home.
Nazi-themed.
And in Germany, a company has started reprinting all the old Nazi newspapers from before and during World War II. They're selling like crazy. What could possibly go wrong?
Who knows? I don't know what could go wrong.
And finally, our Idiot of the Week award goes to the nameless nitwit who scheduled a basketball game between an elite private school in Dallas and a local school for students with learning disabilities.
Oh, no.
The A-hole of the Week award goes to the girls' varsity coach from the private school. She kept her first stringers on the court the entire game for a final score of 100-0.
Oh, God.
Higher-ups in the private school have apologized and forfeited the win. The coach from the special school says from now on, her girls will only play against junior varsity teams.
Have a good weekend, Tom. There,
all fixed.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Lindsay Zarniak, also editor-in-chief of AskMen.com, James Bassel, and Colin Boyd. On Monday's show, we'll talk money with our money honey, Carmen Wong Ulrich, and comedian Robert Klein will join us as well.
Yay.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you...
Yes?
The weekend's here. Hold on. I had it on the wrong effing page. That's how I started.
Oh, no.
Take two.
Friday's here, said the lion to the mouse. Get some beer. Let's go to your house. I have to start it again. Jesus Christ, help me. Friday's here, said the lion to the mouse. Get some beer. Let's go to your house. No can do, said the mouse to the lion. My mouse wife's at home and she'll get to crying. Fine, then it's my den, said the king of the jungle. The weekend's here and I'm ready to rumble. So off they went, the big and the small. And they had a great time and so should we all. Happy trails to you, you lions and mice. And remember, it's not how tough you are. It's whether you're nice. I don't know.
That's
wow.
Nice.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Good night.
Good night.
I'm gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.